3 Mishnah 3 Asocher Espoir Lasos Bezaisim. If one hires a laborer to tend to olives, and again the Kati fills in that what he's doing over here is, for example, weeding under the olive trees. He's doing something that the Torah doesn't entitle him to eat, similar kind of case as the last Mishnah. Amaloi, and if he says to him, Almanas Lechol Zaisim, when he employed him, he said, on condition that I may eat the olives. The worker said, I'm being employed. On condition I can eat the olives. Eichel echad echad pater. If he eats them one by one, he is exempt from tithing. Vim tzareif. But if he combines them together, now the work is considered complete. Chav. He would have to tithe before he eats them. The nakash bebetzalim amarloi. And if he's weeding out onions, and he said to him, Almanas lechol yarak, on condition that I may eat the greens. And what he's talking about over here is the green leaves of the onions. If he plucks them one leaf by one leaf, he would be allowed to eat them. Then tzaref cha, but if he combines them, he is obligated. So the Rishonim found difficulty with this Mishnah, what it's adding over the last Mishnah. And in fact, at the end of it, you'll see in the footnote of the Kohati, he quotes the Rosh, who writes, I fail to comprehend what this Mishnah intends to teach, since this rule has already been taught by the preceding Mishnah. So not so simple what this Mishnah is adding. And then he also cites a Mishnah Rishon, tries to, you know, he explains maybe one differentiation that you could introduce. So if you want, you can delve into that Mishnah Rishon over there.